Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. Daily podcasts are available at dailydownload.com.
Welcome to my world, our world, the world of the Good Dayers. It's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Along with, I just said to James, Jay, he sounded like he had a cold. And I'm listening to myself in my headset. I sound like I have one, too, but I don't. Do I
cold
sound like I have
allergies? It's that time of year where it's like, what is the cause of this? We all have this thing, but what is the cause?
You sound better than me, so.
Okay, well, listen, that probably happens every day, James, but it's okay under the circumstances. No. Yes, right. All right, he's a good kid. Jay's a wonderful woman, and I'm here. So what else could be this? Hello to Roy Williams and Alec Drake, Mark Greenspan, listening to the Good Day program. They're very graceful fellows. Appreciate the fountain of good new ideas that come from the Good Day program. Appreciate that very much. We are discussing the issues of the day, the people that folks are talking about, good events. For example, what happened in Pennsylvania at a Taco Bell. Mother, forever thankful to this person, Richboro, Pennsylvania, where we are heard every day. This Taco Bell manager helped to save her baby's life. Natasha Long stopping by the Taco Bell for some food. This is in Bucks County, which is fairly close to Philadelphia. Ran some errands with her young son, Miles, a good name for a youngster, 11 weeks old. He began struggling to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Lady says she ran out of the car, ran around, opened the car door, and she was terrified, obviously. She pulled him out, the baby had turned completely blue, obviously not getting oxygen.
Yeah, hello.
Seemed lifeless. Wow. And this woman just didn't know what to do.
Well, she said she was just completely blacked out.
Blacked out, yeah.
Fortunately, the manager who was there working, tried to throws off the headphones, no CPR, runs outside.
Yep. And therefore, the baby is alive today and will live to fight another day. This is the Taco Bell that he said when her children were little, her daughter had a similar incident, so she knew what the feeling was. She knew what the look was. So she kept the mother calm, and she stayed calm, although she was thinking, oh my God, this baby's not going to breathe again. But then Miles finally started to breathe. And he's okay. You know, the trouble with these things at this age, you don't really know what causes them. You don't know what, it's like sudden infant death syndrome. You don't really know what it is that causes the irregularity. So, but the bottom line is the Taco Bell lady saved this lady's son. So there you go. Hooray, hooray, hooray. And
also stresses the importance of knowing CPR. Everybody should take a class, know CPR, know the Heimlich maneuver, because you just never know.
Never know.
When you may be in a situation where somebody may need it.
Yep, for sure. All right, so you remember the situation up in Maine? Remember that big shootout that occurred a couple of months ago? Mm-hmm. 18 people were killed, 13 were injured. And the gun was in the hands of somebody who was mentally deranged. So this week, the legislature in Maine approved sweeping gun safety legislation. This is anathema to the gun lovers, but it isn't anything more than what everybody should have included in every state when it comes to private gun sales, background checks, waiting periods. What's the big hurry?
Mm-hmm.
Criminalizing gun sales to people who shouldn't have them, who are prohibited from having them. So this was, I think it was late last fall, if I remember correctly. So the executive director of the Maine Gun Safety Coalition, a lady named Nicole Palmer. I think they were the ones responsible kind of for crafting the wording in the bill. And then they got it to the governor. The governor got it through the system. The governor says it'll strengthen the state's yellow flag law, boosting background checks for private gun sales, make it a crime to sell a gun to somebody who's prohibited from having it. Mm-hmm. So both sides then go to jail when there's something like that. And the bill also will fund violence prevention initiatives that they have. Maine's a pretty conservative state. Of all of the states in New England, I would say New Hampshire and Maine by far, maybe New Hampshire a little bit more, but Maine as well. Vermont's pretty liberal. Massachusetts, very liberal. Connecticut, yeah, probably in the same bucket of fish as Massachusetts. And Rhode Island, well, people say, why would you care? Because there's nobody, not enough people there to matter. But no, that's not true. Providence is a big city. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's something, the philosophy in New England has been to give the benefit of the doubt to the people who ought not to have the benefit of the doubt more often than not. That's not the right word for it, but I struggle sometimes to come up with something that is better than liberal, because liberal's been abused like the word conservative has been completely abused by the people who use it and think they know what it means, but they don't have a clue, because it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything close to what they think it means. So anyway, so the good news, I guess, if you're into that, is bad news for people who are shooters and ought not to have guns, but it's good news for people who want to protect themselves. This was in Lewiston, I think, wasn't it? Lewiston, Maine, where this thing took place, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, there's a lot of, in Lewiston, there's a big population of people who have come from Somalia. Why? I've said this any number of times. I don't understand why they want to go to Lewiston, Maine. But, you know, they go, it's like Dearborn, Michigan, like a lot of places around the country where people who are immigrants come in and settle, groups of them, and then there becomes a big population. I think at Dearborn, there's like 80,000 Muslims who live in that town now, which is, I don't know if it still is a car. They have the car plants there. I know a lot of them are still in the Detroit area, but I'm not sure about Dearborn. Anyway, you got to do something to prevent future attacks. That's what you got to do. And it isn't that we want people not to have guns, but let's be clear about this. Mm-hmm. Let's be very clear. There are people, and it happens, it seems, the crimes that take place over and over and over again are people who have no business having a gun in the first place. You can say, well, they could kill somebody with a knife. Yeah, okay. But somebody maybe with a gun who's supposed to have a gun can, if they have the gun, when the guy is, somebody's attacking with a knife, you can shoot them.
Yeah, civilian heroes who lawfully have a weapon and all of that. But with gun safety, it's not just about acquiring the weapon. There should be a continued thing of how to properly store it, how to keep it safe, because most of these mass shootings with younger people or in schools,
angry
and all
young
this
men.
Stuff, that was a legally obtained weapon, just not by them.
Yeah, and so on and on the story goes. Let's see where it goes. Okay, 50 pounds of meth. This is lovely. Found in an ice chest full of fish. Been discovered by customs. Routine screening of a vehicle trying to cross from Mexico. There we go. Yep. Yeah. We should just close the border down. Just, you know, if you want to go over to Mexico from America, swim.
Is this something that happens normally? Like, what made them think we better check inside the fish?
Maybe a dog. Maybe a dog. They have dogs down there. Not probably enough of them. Anyway, so they encountered this 34-year-old guy who was driving a sedan through the secure electronic network for travelers' rapid inspection. It's called the Sentry. Government and their phraseology. So, anyway, the California authorities the Border Patrol authorities inspected twice. The vehicle was, you know, just kind of a casual thing, it looks like. They were looking around. They used their imaging system to screen the vehicle, and they saw irregularities in the ice chest. That's kind of like, it's the same stuff the TSA uses to check your bag out. They can tell if there's something in there that's liquid versus, let's say you're bringing, I've done this, you bring back some jam or jelly or, you know, something like that, something that's a food, some vitamins, and sometimes it gives a false reading, so they check it out. But it can tell the difference between, let's say, those gummies, you know, that you buy now for vitamins, and the liquid that might be in a bottle of water or something else that they won't allow. So anyway, that's what they use, and that's why they caught this guy.
Hmm.
And so what happens to him now? Do we have what's the procedure after they find something like this? Fentanyl, meth, you know, those sorts of things. Should be arrested immediately and put in jail.
Yeah, drug trafficking.
Take a long time to try them because they need to sit in jail. Yeah. Way too much of that stuff. This program is brought to you, as you may have heard on previous occasions, by Progressive Insurance. You know that, right? Everybody know that? Everybody who knows that, raise your hand, please.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Right? There it is. Progressive Insurance for your motorcycle, your car, your boat, your RV. You know the story. Check it out. Save some money. 800-PROGRESSIVE, progressive.com. You can, there are all kinds of protections, for sure, for your family. You can even get insurance for your dog. I didn't even know that before this week. Saw it in a new commercial, right? Pet health insurance available, too, at Progressive. 800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. All right, so the Good Day program today is Friday. Today is Friday. Oh, yes, it is. April the 19th. This weekend will be two-thirds of the way through the month. Lots of things to celebrate. Lots of things to be concerned about. I'm celebrating the fact that Mercury is almost over. That'd be something for us all to celebrate. Aye. What the last couple of weeks has been. Yunga bunga. All right, 18 after this Good Day.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRIP to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right? Your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRIP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRIP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Time for us to visit as we get into the spring season. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. All right, so Elizabeth, the reason for going to Calitrin in and of itself, a company doesn't succeed for 27 years if it doesn't work?
Yeah, that's right. You know, I mean, we've been able to help customers lose weight safely since 1997. So for 27 years, we've got a product that has been proven safe, it's proven effective, it's got a huge 86% success rate with 90 days, and you get a team of support too. So we're here to do everything we can to help you see the results with this product.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Yes, discounts on every single month of Calitrin, so the more you need, the more you're going to save. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Check it all out at toploss.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
How would I make it? I make it as an Allman Brothers singer or not, Jay?
Of course you would.
Yeah, hope you'll understand. I was born a rambling man. Well, the voice, the mind that created that song has passed away. So we get into the life and times of Dickie Betts, who was the co-founder of the Allman Brothers Band, 80 years old. He passed away, and people are talking about the sadness. You know, that's always what they say when somebody like this dies. His real name was Forrest Richard Betts. Dickie came from Palm Beach, Florida. He lived in Florida. He was on stage. I remember seeing them once because I wanted to see the brother that was married to Cher. I don't know why that motivated me, but I just didn't want to see him. And the Greg and Dwayne Allman were also there, Barry Oakley. And so if you're in your mind trying to figure out, wait a minute, what do I remember about this group and Dickie Betts here? It's sort of an overlay of his life.
Dickie Betts, founding member of the Allman Brothers Band, has passed away. Born Forrest Richard Betts on December 12, 1943, Dickie was surrounded by the sounds of bluegrass and country music at a young age. He began playing the ukulele at age 5, quickly moving to mandolin, banjo, and the guitar.
I was playing a lot of country music, like bluegrass. And when I reached 16 years old, got into Chuck Berry, and I got into guitar, electric guitar.
He became a part of the legendary Allman Brothers Band in 1969, adding his signature melodic twin guitar harmony sound to the band. Betts would go on to write and sing hits such as Jessica and Ramblin' Man.
Lord, I was born Ramblin' Man.
A member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with the Allman Brothers Band, Dickie's iconic sound can be heard throughout his many solo albums, as well as his work with the Allman Brothers Band. We remember writer, singer, and guitarist Dickie Betts.
So he said he was going to send Ramblin' Man to Johnny Cash when he wrote it. And then the Johnny Cash said, no, this is a great song for you. And it is. It's one of those great, you don't, now that you've heard it this morning, you'll, all day long today. I know I will. It'll stick with me. Probably stick with you too, Jay, right? Stick with most of us. All right, speaking of things that stick to you, how many of you, when you hear this television theme, know exactly to what it applies? Yeah, right.
Tonic.
All right. Here's a scoop on Julia Louis-Dreyfus. She was giving birth to her son in the hospital, and people kept coming around looking at her and saying, oh, you're from Seinfeld, right? Well, she's trying to give birth to her son.
Oh, there is a like specific situation where she was using the restroom and she was, you know, strapped to the heart monitor and the fetal monitor and all of this stuff, and she's essentially naked, and her water breaks, and she was like, oh my goodness, you know, and in runs the nurse, and the nurse, right out of the nurse's mouth, goes, oh, Elaine, while she is naked with her water broken.
Hooray! She gained 50 pounds when she had her first pregnancy. It reminds me of when Tony, my wife, had Megan. She gained 46 pounds. She looked like a basketball because she was short and just everything went round. And so, anyway, she was telling that story. And some of these stories are great. As you look around, there's always, when it comes to social media, celebrity news. There are always, every day, somebody's name is trending. And so both Julia Louis-Dreyfus' name trending today and Dickie Betts. So very different stories, but yet good stories. All right, 28 after the hour, you're listening to the Friday Good Day program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Companionship in the golden years. You know, while people of all ages derive wonderful rewards from dog ownership, senior citizens derive special benefits. Dogs provide loving, full-time companionship when friends and family are no longer around. The responsibility of dog ownership gives seniors a reason to get up and dress in the morning to feed and walk their canine companions. And for those older people who do not have the energy to run after a potty train or a frisky little puppy, an older dog is the ideal solution. Generally less likely to be adopted anyway than more than puppies. Younger dogs always find a home. Older senior citizens can think about adopting those older senior dogs. Give them a home that they normally wouldn't have. You know, we all know now that seniors living with pets take less medication, have less stress, and lower blood pressure, and it also helps them meet new people. So if there's a senior in your life that perhaps seems a little lonely, maybe the best thing you can do is take them to the local shelter, let them meet a senior dog, and go home together. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Is there anybody out there who doesn't know about MyPillow? If you're a MyPillow fan, or if you've never had the experience of MyPillow products, well, now is the time to save hundreds of dollars on hundreds of products. Some of the things in the catalog you may not even know about. So here they have a $25 extravaganza on everything that is in the catalog at MyPillow.com. A couple of multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Six-pack of towels, $25. Four-pack of dish towels, $25. This is the first time they've ever done this. Premium MyPillows with the new Giza fabric on them. Any size, any level. Even the king-size ones are $25. Everything is on sale. This amazing offer won't last long. Check it out at MyPillow.com and use the discount code DS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House making it clear that President Biden's uncle was not eaten by cannibals. USA's John Schaefer.
While speaking at two campaign stops in Pennsylvania Wednesday, Biden mentioned that his uncle, Ambrose Finnegan, was killed during World War II and then made a reference to cannibalism.
He got shot down in New Guinea, and they never found the body because there used to be a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
Thursday aboard Air Force One, the White House press secretary informed reporters that Biden was simply expressing his immense pride in Finnegan and that there is no truth to the claim that he was eaten by New Guinea natives in 1944.
Shares in Trump Media fell sharply this week following its announcement of a new live TV streaming platform. The DJT shares fell over 10% Tuesday following an earlier double-digit decline of 18% on Monday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. Daily podcasts are available at dailydownload.com.
You play very well.
Oh, yeah? So do you. Oh, God, what a dumb thing to say, right? I mean, you say it, you play well, and then right away I have to say you play well. Oh, God, Annie. Well, oh, well. La-di-da, la-di-da, la-la. Yeah.
La-di-da. La-ti-da. That's from Annie Hall. I'm not a fan. Matter of fact, I just don't like the producer of that movie. So do I have a chance, Jay, to ask you who the producer, the director of that film was?
Yes, Woody.
Woody? Mm-hmm. Woody.
Woody Allen.
Woody or wouldn't he is the... used to go with him. Woody Allen, one of the biggest creeps of the century, I think, in a manner of speaking. And he looked that way. Somehow or other, however, he got... To come up with ideas that people paid attention to and produce some fairly good movies, some weird ones as well. So that's how we... I got you thinking a little bit anyway. One of the...
Diane Keaton. Love her.
She was a mainstay in some of the movies. She's been around for a long time. Kind of plays the same part all the time. She plays herself, right, pretty much. She's like Robert De Niro. She was in a movie with the women. What was it? That was the Steenburgen and Jane Fonda. And one somebody else, was that the reading book? The reading club? Book club? The book club.
Oh, I don't know this one.
You know that song, yeah. I think that you can check it out. I encourage all of you to check out as much as you can every day. I encourage you to do your own thinking. Don't listen to me other than, I want you to listen to me. I want you to listen to Jay, but I don't want you to think that everything we say is gospel. What we say is we tell you what's going on, because that's what you do in the news talk business, and then we talk about it from a world point of view and from our little corner of the world, right? So you believe what you want to believe.
And it's not always the same thing. I don't think we always agree. Bless you. We don't always.
Yeah, no.
But
you and I?
But there's space. It's one of those things, like, there is space for people to have different opinions based on the same set of facts.
Absolutely. All right, speaking of space, there's some news on the NASA website today about the planet Pluto, which has been in and out of the grace of our planetary list of planetary engagement, shall we say, those little things that revolve around that big thing called the sun. All right, this is how the universe is constructed. Again, there are people who try to explain it, but it's really pretty much unexplainable. That doesn't mean that it's not interesting to talk about or to see. So apparently there's been some... The Webb telescope, when it went by Pluto, took some pictures that have been studied for the past few months. And the prevailing thinking is that Pluto actually started to live as a planet after it collided with a big planetary body about the size of Switzerland, maybe a little larger. So this asteroid collides with the forming planet early in the planet's history, kind of like what happened to the Earth and our moon. Our moon came from a collision of a planetary body, and the big chunk went out into the ethos, if you will, and landed about 300,000 miles away from the Earth and kept going around because the gravity of the Earth. It's really fascinating as you look into this stuff. And it's hard for us to believe it because it's so long ago, so far away, but it is insightful in the sense that we learn more when we see this about our planetary system and what's revolving around the sun. So this apparently, and they even figured out that I use the term heart, but they even figured out that the thing that hit Pluto looked like a heart. And so there are a lot of different spacecraft. The first pictures came back in 2015 from the New Horizons spacecraft, Jay. And now, as they've looked at it, other pictures from the cameras that were on the Webb telescope. The astronomer who discovered Pluto in 1930 was a guy named Clyde Tombaugh. And he's the one who started talking about what he thought happened. And for a long time, people were looking at the shape of this part. And you can see in the pictures, I don't know if you're looking at the pictures or not, but you can see the imprint looks like a heart. And it's really pretty.
That is just fascinating. Yeah.
Did you see the picture? It looks like
a planet at this point. Is it Pluto is in fact a planet? Because Pluto's a planet.
Yeah, Pluto's a planet. And so anyway, this area was 745 miles by 1,242 miles, about a quarter of the size of the United States. It landed, smashed into Pluto, and helped to create this thing. Pluto's mostly nitrogen and, you know, ice, because it's, how far out is it? It's like 9 million miles away. No, actually more than that, I'm being facetious, but it looks like a round planet. It's all red except for where that thing hit the side of Pluto, which looks like a white heart. That's what it looks like. And so, splat! It went splat onto the surface of Pluto, and there you go. All right, let's see here. Back to the more mundane things. We were talking about what happened in Maine in the last half hour. You can catch that conversation. You know, the killing of, what was it, 18 students, and the law that's been enacted in Maine to protect people from illegally found and used guns. And that'll be a part of the Good Day download and a part of the Good Day show. You listen all day long, every day, gooddayshow.com. You'll hear that if you haven't heard that conversation, which leads me to look at another one of these killing sprees. Not that I really want to, but this is important news about the Idaho shootings. Lawyers for the guy who did it, Brian Koberger, he took a knife. This wasn't about guns. This was a knife to these four Idaho college students. This goes back about a year and a half ago, right? The lawyers are going to use an analysis of cell phone tower data to show that he was not at home when the killings took place. This kid was a PhD student in Idaho. He was charged with the murders and had challenged the prosecutor's case. This looks like a Law and Order television show, giving analysis of the cell phone tower data. You know how often they go, all right, let's follow the cell.
Yeah, and then you wonder, like, because of watching those, is this a red herring? Was there an accomplice who had the cell phone to make it look like
he
wasn't there? And
Anyway, what the prosecutor says is that Koberger broke into an off-campus home and stabbed these four students to death. Is there a reason, though? That's the thing. I didn't ever see
him.
He went to
a different. Yeah, he went to Washington State University. That's where he was kicked out of.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if it does turn out that he is innocent,
so where's the guilty guy?
His life is still ruined. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, and then these poor students, the four, there were, I believe, two other roommates who were able to make it out alive. This is just. Then it starts back at square one.
What was the motive?
Families deserve justice.
What did the police say was the motive for the killings? What's the motive? There's alibis galore, but what's the motive? That's the thing that was never clear to me. I mean, I look at these things sometimes and I forget. I don't like these stories, and I don't think that we gain much by talking about it, but we do talk about it because it's stuff that's going on. And I don't like to talk about them. So I'm not going to talk about it anymore. Here's a situation many of us may have encountered. Matter of fact, a number of states around the country experiencing a 911 outage this week. Emergency call system service provider Lumen said a light pole installation done by a third party was the reason it was improperly installed. So customers in Nevada, South Dakota, Nebraska had an outage because of the improper installation on the... Well, this is kind of weird, don't you think? The feds are investigating it, but I mean, think about it. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Well, and what happened? Did anybody have a situation where they really needed 911 and couldn't get to it? Have we heard any of those stories?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't see that here as part of the situation. It's something to look into, though, because that would make it a more important and compelling story. Speaking of compelling situation in India, the largest in terms of population country on the planet, had democratic elections this week. 1 billion voters going to the polls. They do it the right way because they vote over a six-week period. Kind of like us trying to get people to mail stuff in. But you have to, I think you got to go vote. If I'm not mistaken, their chamber, like our House of Representatives, is called Lok Sabha. And that's the lower house in India's parliament. And they're the ones that nominate the prime ministers, 543 members. That's what people are voting for. So that's but it's a six-week thing, which I find very interesting. Hindu religion, very important. It's one of the reasons that they have this spread. And they also have a number of different parties. They don't just have two like we do. They have an alliance of a group of parties. They have a simple majority of 272 seats. And the prime minister who gets elected by this group stays in for 5 years. So they're big. It's very interesting to follow the issues that are there. You know, we have our issues here, and the issues in India are inflation, because they have a higher inflation rate than we do here, and unemployment, big problem over there, because the population's too much. You know, there's too many people. The planet has too many people on it now. We have too many people in our country. We can't manage them. Look at all of the trouble that we have, mostly because the country's too big. All right, let's see what else is going on in that region of the world. Indonesians leaving their homes because the volcano that has been a problem there. There have been five large eruptions, it looks like, this week, according to the Center for Volcanology and Geological Disaster. Crater is spewing gray smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, what comes out of...
Tsunami warnings.
Yeah, right. So this is a tough place to be. They're more or less the same area, a little south of Indian Ocean, south of the country of India. The Voluntary Volcanology Center, they said there's risks from eruption, and then the volcano could collapse into the sea, and that's why you'd have a tsunami. So look out below for that. I don't know, there are too many people traveling over there, but it's interesting to know what's going on in other parts of the world, I think. 48 after.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I gotta change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Jessica, this is the happiest day of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV and insured it with Progressive. Man, I love that thing. There are a million fish in the sea, which I'm reminded of every time I bring my RV to the lake, but I vow to love and cherish you just as much as I cherish campsites with full electric and water hookups. I'm so sorry.
Protect your beloved with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey, it's Toby from Wendy's. Picture a Baconator. The 6 strips of Applewood smoked bacon, the hot and juicy beef, the melty American cheese, the pretzel bun. Wait, pretzel bun? A pretzel Baconator. And it's only here for a limited time? This changes everything. Like what I'm going to order today. And tomorrow. And the next day. And the next day. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Pretzel Baconator today.
Limited time only. Are participating...
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
On the Friday Good Day program, it's Food Farm and Family Time. Check it all out at foodfarmfamily.com. If you don't hear the story that you're concerned about, then maybe you can go back and check, because we always have these things updated every single day. Jay does a yeoman's job on it. Foodfarmfamily.com. Today we celebrate National Garlic Day. Did you know, and do you care, that Egyptians worshipped garlic like it was a god? Garlic supposedly gave strength to the athletes in Greece and Egypt. Also strength to the warriors, warded off evil eyes, and that's just because of the bad breath you get when you were eating garlic.
Yeah. Right? It's very distracting. I totally get it. Good for them for realizing.
What happens when you kiss somebody who's just had garlic? You do that? Does Ryan like garlic when you kiss him?
We both definitely like garlic. I think it's fine if you have both consumed garlic. It's when one person consumed garlic and the other person has not.
Yeah. All right, garlic cloves, easily grown. This is the time of year to plant them. It's known as a cure for smallpox, interestingly enough. Also used as a cure for dysentery. It is an antiseptic during World War I. It was probably the most widely used antiseptic for men who were injured in the war, got shot, that sort of thing. And it is now used as, I have garlic capsules. I like garlic. I especially like garlic if I have a pasta dish, you know, like the shrimp scampi or something like that. Garlic on, it's great. Yum. All right, bad news of the day for those of you who love Trader Joe's, and we know there are lots of them. There's a massive recall now. Massive packages of herbs sold across the country in Trader Joe's. One person's in the hospital, apparently, after being infected with a salmonella problem using these herbs. Organic basil, sourced from a Florida company. The company's called Infinite Herbs, taken off the shelves in all the Trader Joe's around the country. Store issuing a recall to customers who have purchased the herbs. So bring them back to, if you have them, to Trader Joe's and get your money back. I have seen no proof that all the recalls into Trader Joe's have made a difference. Every time I go into a Trader Joe's, it's mobbed.
Mm-hmm.
We have one here in Framingham. There, and the one I use in Los Angeles, it's the same thing. My daughter doesn't shop anywhere else. She goes to Trader Joe's and gets everything. But salmonella in a lot of the stuff there, and so nothing to fiddle around with. If you got anything that resembles a packet of herbs from Trader Joe's, bring it back, get your money back, period, end of story. All right?
And that's grow your own.
Yeah, that's right. That's actually a good idea. Have a little window box or something.
Yeah, I have tried so many times. I don't have a green thumb. I have a killer thumb. I mean, it is nothing survives, and I feel bad for them because I name my plants, and no.
I'm not sure I believe this next item, but it's because I don't want to, probably as much as anything else. Your favorite seafood may contain hazardous chemicals. If I have any kind of protein at all that isn't beans or some kind of a protein bar, it's seafood. New study at Dartmouth determined that while seafood consumption has proven to be healthy, it also is a source of exposure to contaminants that are dangerous. So this is one of those things. The reason I'm bringing it up is because it is in the eyes of the beholder. There's always going to be somebody. I want to know who paid for this. They surveyed a couple of thousand New Hampshire residents on their seafood intake to analyze the impact of their health. The
most commonly chemicals.
Yeah, right. And those are in bottom feeders. If you like shellfish, shrimp, lobster, that sort of thing, they are the ones that have the high concentrations of PFASs, more so than fish. So this stuff obviously not good for you. It doesn't. I eat mostly. If I have shrimp and lobster, it's well done. I'll enjoy. As a matter of fact, I had a lobster salad last night, and where did I get it? I bought it at a little shop in Dunstable, Massachusetts, when I was up there getting a load of hay yesterday. I drove by a big sign in the front of the store: lobster salad sandwiches, $15. So this is a special. Normally it's $24, but
that's the place to get them. Those lobster rolls are unlike any other.
It's called it. 266 is the name of it. It's a restaurant joint. Anyway, go ahead. Excuse me.
What's the seafood that has the high mercury count? Aren't there some fish that just when you consume it, they just have higher levels of mercury in them?
Yeah, I don't think those are shellfish though. I think that's more
like those are like fish. Yeah.
Yeah, fish. Yeah, fishy fish. All right, so anyway, use your discretion. It depends on where you buy the stuff more than anything else, right? Buy the stuff at a place where you know it's fresh. It was just caught. Just caught seafood. That's the thing you want to get. All right, 59 after food, farm and family here on Good Day.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.